This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 6 August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies. Jerusalem, too, remains pleasant with a gentle breeze. A perfect night for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF launched attacks in South Lebanon earlier today, targeting the Tyre area after accusing Hezbollah of violating the ceasefire. This report comes from Ynet. Also, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, stated just minutes ago that the U.S. was ready for a major military strike, but Iran reached out for talks. Walla brings us this breaking news. Also this hour, Dutch politician Geert Wilders praised Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, criticizing European immigration policies and warning about rising antisemitism. This story is from Mariv. Separately, in Australia, a commission examines the rise of antisemitism and extremism. The Australian Jewish News has more on this ongoing investigation. And finally, Michigan's political landscape faces a shift as El Sayed's narrow victory prompts Jewish Democrats to reconsider their support. This development comes from JTA. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 reported just 16 minutes ago that Israeli forces shelled Hezbollah positions near Kfar Shoba in southern Lebanon. Lebanese media noted fires in the area following the strikes. Dan Bermawi shared his analysis 23 minutes ago, discussing the historical impact of the Ridda Wars on the spread of Islam. He noted how early Islamic historians documented these events. Political commentator Ronnie Chatta, in a post 33 minutes ago, analyzed the challenges facing the proposed Israeli withdrawal and Hezbollah disarmament plan in southern Lebanon. This comes from Al Arabiya English. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's actions in South Lebanon. Earlier today, according to Ynet, the Israeli Defense Forces launched attacks near Tyre. This followed accusations of Hezbollah violating the ceasefire. The strikes targeted areas where Hezbollah allegedly fortified positions. The situation remains tense as both sides engage in ongoing talks in Rome. The implications for local residents are severe, with increased instability and potential for further conflict. Turning to the United States, where President Donald Trump revealed just minutes ago that a major military operation was considered. He stated, as reported by Walla, that the U.S. was prepared for its biggest attack since World War II. However, a call from Iran shifted the focus towards diplomatic negotiations. This highlights the delicate balance between military readiness and diplomatic engagement in U.S.-Iran relations. Meanwhile, Dutch politician Geert Wilders praised Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's leadership. Mariv reported that Wilders criticized Europe's immigration policies and warned about the rise of Islam and antisemitism. He commended Netanyahu's efforts against these issues. This reflects broader European debates on immigration and cultural identity. Separately, in Australia, a commission continues to investigate pathways to hate. The Australian Jewish News reported that the hearings focus on antisemitism and extremism across various ideologies. The findings could inform future policies to combat hate and protect communities. And finally, in Michigan, El Sayed's narrow victory has sparked a debate among Jewish Democrats. JTA explains that some supporters of Rep. Haley Stevens are reconsidering their allegiance to El Sayed, known for his criticism of Israel. This raises questions about the political alignment of Jewish voters in the U.S. On the economic front, first, Saudi Arabia is expanding its influence in the gaming industry. Mariv Business reports that after securing football stars and teams, the kingdom has now acquired rights to FIFA. This marks a significant step in their broader sports strategy. Separately, Ondas is targeting Israel's defense elite with strategic hires. CTEC details the recruitment of former Defense Ministry R&D Chief Yehuda Almakias. The company aims to strengthen its position in the defense technology sector. And finally, the demand for storage solutions in Israel is on the rise. Israel Hayom Business explains that smaller apartment sizes and frequent relocations drive this trend. More Israelis are renting storage, indicating changes in living arrangements and business needs. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.